Well, have you got all your Christmas shopping done? Well, I hope you and your family and friends have a wonderful Christmas. And what a blessing it is to celebrate Christmas together. One of the special aspects of Christmas is the giving and the receiving of gifts. And just for a moment, I want you to think back with me. Let's go down memory lane for just a moment. About some of those gifts that you remember that stand out in your thinking about how special they were at that time and even the years since. For example, I remember when I got my first bicycle and didn't have the training wheels on. I remember when I got my first rifle, a .22 rifle. My dad taught me how to go hunting with it. And I remember, and the list goes on and on about the gifts that we got, but there's one gift that we got on Christmas Eve one year that outshined them all. It was December the 20th, 1970. You see, Sweet Libby and I had our first child on Christmas Eve, 1970. We brought her home in a stocking. Go ahead, oh. And now she's grown up to be a grown lady, a mother, precious lady, loves Jesus, sings like an angel. And I want you to know that we're proud to have our daughter, Tina, and her husband, Corey, with us this morning. Y'all stand up, will you? She was kind of nervous. I asked her before the service started, is it okay if I said something about her during the service? She said, no, 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 no. No other Christmas gift we've ever gotten has come close to the impact on our lives as you have, Tina. Love you, darling. Corey, you done good, buddy. I'm proud of our son-in-law. He's a retired Memphis City policeman. Loves the Lord and takes good care of his family. He's a blessing. Loves his in-laws, and he's a blessing to be around. Corey, thank you all for coming today. The gift. There's several passages in the New Testament I'd like for us to look at for just a moment, and we'll think about them together. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11 will be our first one. It's in your study guide there. And John chapter 4, verse 10. In John chapter 3, verse 16. Follow along as I read. Matthew 2:11. The context is the wise men have come to see this child that the stars led them to. When they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. John 4:10. Jesus answered and said unto her, that is the Samaritan woman, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it was that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Then, of course, the most well-known and beloved passage for many people in the New Testament, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever lived or believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I hope this year that you're able to be blessed as you give and receive gifts. Please don't let the holidays go by without remembering to pause and thank God for the gift that is unspeakably wonderful. We're going to talk about that gift today, the gift that what's included in that gift of Jesus coming as our precious Savior in the manger of Bethlehem. We'll look at it together for just a few moments. There are four aspects of the gift of God I want you to think with me about this morning. First of all, Isaiah 9:2, the gift of light. people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Isaiah wrote these words some 700 years before Jesus came. They dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them hath the light shined. John 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. For the darkness is not able to withstand the light. The gift of Christmas is when God gave the light of the world to the world. I can't imagine a world where there's no hope, no joy, no peace, no Savior, no King, no Lord of Lords, no Son of God and Son of Man. And yet at the Christmas time of the year, we celebrate this great treasure of a gift, the gift of light. People that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the shadow of their death, upon them hath the light shine. John 1, 4 and 5, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. Darkness comprehended it not. I know you've heard me share this illustration time or two, but let me share it again this morning. Years ago, I was pastoring a church in Lexington, Alabama. A lady at our church, a sweet lady, she was known for her country lingo, her country way of speaking. And she always had a special saying that fit the occasion. One time we were talking about how dark it got outside. And she said, well, let me tell you how dark it gets where I was growing up in Lexington, Alabama. She said, it was so dark, it was like hanging like midnight under a skillet. That's pretty dark, isn't it? I remember out in the backyard of our little home in Lacey Springs, we didn't have any street lights. I'm not sure they have them in either today or not, because we didn't have them then. I didn't mind going in the backyard if Daddy was a big man, played football for Auburn. The Lord forgave him for that. But he was a blessing in so many ways. But I didn't mind going in the backyard when Daddy was with me. There's a sense of security there. And I'm glad that even though I was born into a world, a lot of things are wrong. In the darkness, God broke through the darkness in this whole world and sent the light of the world in his name of Jesus. We celebrate that on Christmas, the coming of the light of the world that Isaiah spoke of. The light shining in darkness and couldn't withstand it, one translation says. The light of the world is Jesus. You'll never understand what Christmas is really all about until you take time to pause and reflect on the goodness of God and sending in the way of a manger, a little bitty baby that we now know is Jesus. And so Christmas, the gift of Christmas, one of those gifts is marked as the light of the world. But secondly, and so significantly, the gift of God's love as well as God's life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And let's pause for just a moment. Let me ask you to consider something. For God so loved the world. The truth is, if you stop and think about it, there's not a whole lot in our lives, it gives itself for people loving us. We're creatures of the fallen nature. We're people who do dumb things and foolish things, and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Aren't you glad God didn't say that he thought about loving the world when the world got right? No. He loved the world and sent his Son into a dark, dark world. For God so loved the world. You can't measure that by any human standard. It stands as God's greatest expression of his love for man. For God so loved the world. And I've got good news for us this morning. You know it already. God loves you just like you are. But God loves you too much to leave you like you are. That's why when you come to him, the light of the world breaks loose in our lives and and begins that process of transformation. And the gift of God is the gift of light. The gift of God is the gift of the light, of the love of God. For God so loved the world that everlasting life. There's something about the quality of life that Jesus gives. It's indescribable, immeasurable, and unfathomable. I realized as a boy, even though our family wasn't perfect by any means, but I had two parents who did love us, loved me and my brother. And they showed that love in a lot of ways. But I tell you, I really came to realize what love was like when I was about 12 years old. And after a summer of vacation Bible school, having gone to a revival, I went forward to a revival service and gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I began to understand the great mystery of the love of God. How that God loved me just like I was. And came to manifest his love in my heart and my life. And so the gift of God's life is what Christmas is all about. The gift of God's love is what Christmas is all about. You'll never have to worry how much God loves you because you can't measure it by human standards. God loves you so much that he sacrificed his only son on Calvary's rugged cross for our sins. We might be set free. We might have light for our darkness. And the love of God might be spread abroad in our hearts. Then there's the gift of God's light, the gift of God's love, the gift of God's liberty, John 8:32. You shall know the truth, the truth shall make you free. Free from the bondage of sin, free from the slavery of sin. You don't have to walk in darkness anymore. Greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. So the gift of God's life, the gift of God's love, the gift of God's liberty. What can take away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It can make me whole again, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Thank God for the wonderful love of Jesus. The gift of God's life, the gift of God's love, the gift of God's liberty. You should know the truth shall make you free. I don't have to be a slave to sin. He breaks the power of cancel sin. He sets the prisoner free. Blood can make the vilest clean. His blood avails for me. Thank God for the gift of God's wonderful love, the gift of God's light, the gift of God's liberty. There's also the gift of God's hope. Luke 2, verse 11. The message of the angels, for he is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hope. Incredible expectation. The hope is, our blessed assurance is, we'll just hope that we're going to be saved. We rejoice in that we are saved. We are being saved. We're going to be saved one day as we stand before God in the presence of his marvelous grace. The gift of God's life, the gift of God's love, the gift of God's liberty, the gift of God's hope. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Thank God for Christmas. Thank God for the gift of God's love, the gift of God's light, the gift of God's liberty, the gift of God's hope. One of the things I have been frustrated with in the recent days is physically, my voice has had a difficult time. Of course, you understand that as you listen to me. I'm praying maybe a time of extended rest will heal that back to its original strength. Thank you for loving your pastor. Thank you for loving this sweet Libby. Thank you for being a family of faith that we cherish with all of our hearts. And I pray this Christmas, whatever else you may have, you will realize that you've got the light of Christ, the love of God, the liberty of Christ, and the hope that belongs to the believer, because that's a part of God's gift. sometimes you see a gift under the tree. It'll say, don't open until Christmas. I've got good news. You can open this gift today. You can open this gift now. If you've never given your heart and life to Jesus, you've never experienced what it means to be born from above, your sins washed clean and be saved by the grace of God, you can know that today. If you invite him into your heart, turning from sin and by faith turning to Christ, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I can't think of any greater gift. Like Jesus said to the woman at the well, if you just knew the gift of God, who was offering it to you, you'd ask of me and I'd give it to you. Thank God for Christmas. Thank God for Christ. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. Let's bow our hearts together, shall we?